أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. We were discussing the connection of this ayat to the previous ayat, the beginning of this surah to the ending of the last surah. With regard to that, we explained that every Rasul Allah Ta'ala had sent, and they were to establish the truth. And the nature of this world is shaitan and nafs. They are always springing up with all types of evil and fitness. If there wasn't anything to combat it, then evil would have overrun the whole world. But Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya and the followers of the Anbiya, and they are particularly the ulama, Warathatul Anbiya, and they are all commanded to fight against all evil that makes its ugly head rear from time to time. So in that jihad, which whether it is jihad of the pen, whether it is jihad of the tongue, of the sword, or of money also, as Allah Ta'ala commands in the supara, in the first quarter of spending in the path of Allah. That is also a great jihad. Every person loves his money, and to spend his money is also a great effort on his side. The most important is the farad, our zakat, our qurbani. Whatever is farad for us to spend, that we must not hold back at all. And then we are encouraged to spend even more. And this Maulana Idris Kandilvi, and we see the great knowledge of our ulama, he explains the connection that in the supara also comes that we should spend in the path of Allah, and right at the beginning of Alif Lam Mim, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and that what we have given them, they spend from there. So great encouragement is given in deen to spend our money. The farad that we have to do, besides the farad also to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Completely opposite of spending in the path of Allah is haram interest. And so that has been prohibited completely. أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَيَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الْرِبَى. Allah Ta'ala made business permissible, and Allah Ta'ala destroys interest. So yeah, in the supara also at the beginning, Allah Ta'ala explains the great hurmat, that how riba, interest, is forbidden completely in Islam. In the previous supara, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the Jews, أَقْلِهُمُ الرِّبَى, that they used to consume and eat interest, وَأَقْلِهُمُ السُّحْتِ, and all haram that a person eats, where sadaqah, spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, makes a person's heart big and spacious. On the other hand, interest makes his heart very small and tight. So the great harm of interest is that a person's heart becomes very small, and it becomes what is called qasiyatul qulub, a very hard heart. And that when this condition reaches a person, ulama, mashayikh have written, a person whose heart is gone hard, the whole world's mashayikh can get together to try and give him hidayat, he won't get hidayat. One of the worst things is that when a person's heart becomes hard, and that is because of haram, whether it is interest, whether it is other haram that a person consumes. And also, when a person stays in the state of napaki, that is, he has to take a bath and he doesn't take a bath, or he doesn't do his istinja properly, and the dirt of urine and stool, if it stays over, like non-Muslims are all the time wallowing in this napaki, they don't make istinja. And as Muslims, if we don't make our istinja properly, today generally with the hose, unfortunately, it has come to just splashing some water. Istinja is not splashing water. We have to wash it, urine and stool, just by the splashing of the water or sitting on a bidet, it does not remove the filth and dirt. A person has to use his hand, and then he becomes pure. So if a person stays in that condition, then the world's awliya and mashayikh can try and guide him, he will not be guided. So that is a very dangerous thing. And a person reach that stage, he will be doing all the wrong. And he'll ask, what wrong am I doing? Show me one thing which I'm doing wrong. And we can see this so vividly, clearly. We don't need eyes of the heart. With the eyes of the head we can see. We all must be knowing, last week, this 21-year-old boy in Lands who died. About a year ago, he joined the interfaith group. And he died a year later, and his janaza was taken from a church, a cathedral. And it was taken to a crematorium to be burned, to be cremated. And that also, if it doesn't open our eyes, at the same time, an alim gives a bayan encouraging on interfaith the movement and justifying it. So how blind have we become? A person who was a Muslim, 20 years he was a Muslim. He joined the interfaith, and then when he dies a year later, his body is taken from a church, a cathedral, to a crematorium. And yet our eyes not only don't open, we still encouraging. And from the mimbar, from the masjid, Juma, we are still encouraging interfaith thing. So a person becomes so blind. And then a person becomes so blind, as we might have known last week Wednesday, in one masjid hall, the hall of a masjid, a pure political meeting is kept, where men and women are all Muslim, non-Muslim, man, woman, all together in a masjid hall, which is adjacent to the masjid. And the speakers also, men and women also, and a political party, and it is sanctioned by Muslim organizations, ulama organizations. And Muslims, we should be worried about our deen. Now discussing the politics of the country and the two elections of 2024 and all that we are focusing on, is that the work of Muslims, or must we be worried of our namaz and our deen and our akhirah? So a person becomes so blind, and yet he justifies himself, more blind that he yet justifies himself. When will our eyes open? So this, all this comes from when a person involves in haram, whatever type of haram. Interest is the worst type of haram, and also all other types of haram. Sayyid Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali, who was from Durban, he explained he had a passion to give non-Muslims da'wah, invite them to Islam. He says, I saw many times when I speak to them, nothing makes sense to them. Then I encourage them to eat halal. I show them the sauces, I arrange for them, and after eating halal for about 40 days, I give them da'wah again, then it makes sense and they accept. Or that they are in a state of napaki, I advise them to take a bath and come back, and then I will speak to them. Then when I speak to them, after they have taken a bath, and he shows them how to take a proper bath according to Sharia, then my words make sense to them. As long as we are in a state of napaki, with this haram of interest, haram, wealth, etc., the truth doesn't penetrate at all. It doesn't even touch, doesn't tickle the heart at all. It does not make sense. The opposite makes sense to us. And we will die for the haram and for the opposite. But the truth, it does not make sense to us. So this jihad is very, very important. And to abstain from all types of haram is equally important. Otherwise, we find ourselves lazy in namaz. We don't enjoy namaz. We don't enjoy our deen. It is all because of this haram which comes. And then a person will go mad for the soccer and all the tournaments and the World Cup. For that he will make all sacrifices. He will even make his namaz qaza, or he won't make it with the jamaat. All that he will do just because of the soccer, which is the worst type of kufr and shirk which is there today. And how many people all are involved in that? It is all the same. Haram, when a person is in a state of halal and pure, then his heart inclines to masjid. to deen, towards akhirat. And when all that filth and dirt is there, then we go behind shaitan and we follow shaitan, and we are proud to follow shaitan, in fact. And we will decry and we will call foul those people who call towards deen. So Allah give us the tawfiq that this jihad in every form that we have to, that we make niyat for it, and that we bring it in our lives, and we stay away from all types of haram. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنْ يَوْفِقَ